Blog Talk Radio.
Evening, talk. This is Chief and Master Dr. Bernard Johnson, and I want to welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Network. And we thank God for you, all of you here on the blog tonight. We have a platform on here. We want to be on target, well focused. We have one focus that is on this Blog Talk, and that is to thank God individually 1,000 times. Collectively, we're thanking him over 2 billion times, but they're thanking him in Africa, Asia, India, Afghanistan, Russia, and wherever you can name. People are thanking God all over the world. And so, but our focus is to thank him on this blog line 1,000 times individually, and let God handle the rest. Amen. One of the things I just ask you to do is make your request known before him and then thank him like it's already done. This is the new awakening. And we're thanking God rather than just bombarding him with asking, give me. This is a thank you approach. The Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face to shine upon you. I want to ask if Ambassador Pfeiffer is on the line. I believe this is her night to lead the praises tonight. Are you there, Ambassador Pfeiffer? All right, we'll continue what we're doing until she joins us. God bless you. I keep reminding you, and I do this because I discovered, according to the scripture, and I've noticed that repetition is really of God. Repetition is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And all good things come from God. Repetition reminds us of the things that God has told us, the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. And the repetition causes us to remember what God has said. When you tell your child, don't you do that. I told you not to do that. You repeatedly tell them not to do that. Repetition is from God. Yeah. You tell each other, I love you every day. That's a good thing. Repetition is from God. It's never to be taken as something that just rhetoric, but it's from the Lord. Amen. It helps people. So I keep reminding you that the Holy Ghost showed me that this thank you, thank you. I didn't do this because of this. I didn't think of it at the time. But thank you, thank you, thank you is really when we think about the old church. They used to do that when people got the Holy Ghost. And they got him on the altar, and one would get on one side and say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Say thank you, thank you. And the other one's on the other side. Say thank you, feel me, Jesus. Say thank you, thank you, thank you. See, and what it did was about four or five things. Number one, it helps people, it helps them to focus on the spiritual rather than the natural. Because, see, when people got up on the altar, they were thinking about what they had on. They think about their hair. Think about their shoes. Think about their necklace or their bracelet, all those things. Think about what was going on during the day. The enemy would try to distract them with everything you can name. But see, that thank you, thank you, thank you helps people to focus on the spiritual. Who are you thanking? Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And see, there's power in the name of Jesus. And that thank you, thank you, thank you helped them to focus on the spiritual rather than the natural, those things that took place in the day. Secondly, and not only help people to focus on the spiritual rather than natural, but that thank you, thank you, thank you helped to usher in the anointing, helped to usher in the praises, or the presence of the Lord is what I'm trying to say. And see, after that person was on the altar saying, say thank you, thank you, thank you. One on one side, one on the other side. Thank you, thank you. After a while, they may have started in the natural, but after a while, when they kept on thanking the Lord, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you. After a while, they got said, oh, thank you, Jesus. And they started crying. And before you knew it, people around them got serious and everything else. Because it ushered in the presence of the Lord. You can't thank that. Glory. You can't, I just thought about it. You can't thank him from your heart and not feel the presence of the Lord come in the room. Because it gets your mind focused on the spiritual rather than natural. And then it ushers in the presence of the Lord. Third thing it does is positions you to receive a miracle from the Lord. I keep using the example, but it's a great example. Who is more positioned to receive a miracle from the Lord? Is the one who doesn't have time to get on the block line and they got time to do everything else? Are they positioned to receive the miracle more than a person who takes time for the Lord and gives in 20 minutes to give him 1,000 thank yous? Who's positioned the best to receive a miracle from the Lord? Although the other may get it, but I just want to ask you, who's positioned better to receive? God's going to remember those who remember him. Yeah, he inhabits the praises of his people. You're already in touch with him when you praise him like that. Because he's already inhabiting that praise. He's already in the midst of the praise when you praise him from your heart. I don't mean just rhetoric. I mean praise him from your heart. So it positions a person to receive a miracle from the Lord. The first time I did it, and I thanked God 1,000 times, I thanked him from my heart. And guess what? I got a bona fide, ultra awesome miracle from the Lord because I positioned myself to receive that miracle by thanking him from my heart 1,000 times. Not only does it focus one mind on the spiritual rather than the natural, not only does it usher in the presence of the Lord, not only does it position you to receive a miracle from the Lord, but then the Lord told me, tell him this, the fourth thing it does, it encourages others who hear you thanking him 1,000 times to give God more praise. Yeah. Ambassador Hagen was in the mall, walked by some people, and she heard him saying, thank you, 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 thank you. Where do you think it came from? It encourages others who hear you thanking him 1,000 times. It encourages them to give God 1,000 thank yous. People all over the world now who are hearing this, over 90 million. And I want Master Hagen, if you're on the line, get ready to give us that station identification. But it encourages others when they hear you thanking him. And you have the ear of other people. They hear you thanking him, they're going to give God praise like never before to thank him. It encourages others who hear you to give more praise to God. Oh, my God. So keep those things in mind. When the enemy tries to come in like a flood, he doesn't want you to thank God 1,000 times. Who do you think that he is trying to talk to you to get you to stop thanking God 1,000 times, giving you natural examples of this and that? That's not God. God's not going to be saying, you don't want to thank me 1,000 times. He's not saying that to you. That's the enemy. Learn to recognize the real voice of God. And the one way you do it is by recognizing the voice of the enemy. It's easy to recognize his voice. Why? Because he speaks in retrograde. In other words, he speaks in backwards mentality. Everything he says is against, it's backwards. It's against what's right. It's against what will bless you. It's against what will lift you up. It's against what will cause you to get a miracle. It's against it, always backwards, against it. So, learn to adhere to these things because they will bless you. Amen. It's the enemy who tries to keep you from giving God 1,000 thank yous. Because it's affecting people in every country everywhere. And Master Hagen, are you on the line tonight? If so, give us a station break. All right. See, it affects people everywhere. This thank you, thank you, thank you. It's affecting them in Russia. It's affecting them in Haiti. In the Philippines, everywhere you can name. So I'm going to give you a moment here to make your request known unto the Lord, whatever the Lord is leading you. Whatever you want to ask him is what I'm trying to say. And after you get to asking, then we're going to start praising God. We'll praise him for about 20 minutes. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds. Make your request known. Then we're going to thank him like it's already done. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, all right, give us a station identification, then we're going to let the people ask God for what they will. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Yes, we'll be heard and listened tonight all over the world. we're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Mexico, the Virgin Islands. My Lord, literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners? My, and to God be the glory. We'll be broadcasting live tonight on the ZBJN Network, that is, the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And as you know, the Blog Talk Radio, it is the world's largest social network in the world and most influential radio there is. And we give God the praise. And we thank God in advance for our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world. And may God be bless you, sir. Back to you.
Thank you so much. All right, I want to ask you all online, give you the privilege of asking God for what you will tonight. And then I'm going to show you, let's thank him like it's already done. Make your request known unto the Lord. Do it right now and see what God will do. After a while, we're going to thank you. Like it's, amen. Go ahead, make your request known. God bless all of you. Hope you had time to make your request known to the Lord. Let's go to God in prayer, and then we're all thanking. Heavenly Father, we just love you, Lord. We praise you and appreciate you for everything you've done for us. Please forgive us for all sins of omission. I've been trying to get everything done that you told me to do, but forgive me for not accomplishing everything yet. And please forgive me for commission, things that I've done that I shouldn't have done. And then help me to forgive those who trespassed against me. Bless those on the prayer line who pray the same prayer. And now, God, bless the prayer line and let people all over the world, even new people, thank you even more than ever before. We're needing people to learn how to thank you 1,000 times. It's a process. And God, help them to learn the process. In Russia, in India, in Bahamas, all in Haiti, all in Philippines, all in Brazil, all in America, all in South America, all in Africa, all in Asia, all in India, all in Spain, everywhere I can name, Lord, in those places I don't name. Just let the name of Jesus be promulgated all over the world. In the name of Jesus we pray. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you. That's it, come on, help me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Ambassador Pfeiffer, if you're there, go ahead.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you,
thank you,
thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you. Thank you,
thank you,
thank you. Thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you,
thank you,
thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you,
thank you,
thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you,
thank you,
thank you.
Thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. God bless
everyone.
Yes. Thank you. Bless you.
Good night.